Here is where we get into inconsistency again, as the four Gospels differ on a key question put forth to Jesus. In the Gospels of Matthew, Matthew 26, 63 and 64, Mark, Mark 14, 61 and 62, and Luke, Luke 22, 66 through 70, Christ is asked by the high priest of the Sanhedrin whether or not he is the Son of God. Matthew has Christ saying, "Thou hast said it. Nevertheless, I say to you, hereafter you shall see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the power and coming upon the clouds of heaven." Luke has Jesus answering, "If I tell you, you will not believe me. And if I question you, you will not answer me or let me go. But henceforth, the Son of Man will be seated at the right hand of the power of God." And they all said, "Art thou then the Son of God?" He answered, "You yourselves say that I am." Mark, however, has Christ answering, "I am, and you shall see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the power and coming with the clouds of heaven." John makes no mention at all of this question in his gospel, relating only that Jesus was asked questions concerning his disciples and teaching. This omission by John of this very important question again raises the issue of whether or not the question was even asked, especially as the question directly relates to his divinity and Jewish prophecy. We also have inconsistency in the response to the question. Mark has Jesus answering that he is the Christ and Son of God, and then in the next sentence referring to himself as the Son of Man. Both Matthew and Luke have Christ saying that the Sanhedrin says he is the Son of God, and then he also refers to himself as the Son of Man. This is a very important inconsistency because it has always been a huge theological question. Was Christ the Son of God or the Son of Man? If Christ was the Son of God, although all of us are sons and daughters of God, and the Christ, then he indeed would be divine and the Savior that the Jews had waited for. If Christ was the Son of Man, then his divinity would be in question, and he would not necessarily be the Christ. This issue was debated hotly in the early church, and Jewish Christians always maintained that Jesus was a great prophet and teacher, but not divine, being a Son of Man. Pauline Christians took the view that he was the Son of God and thereby divine and the Savior. Early Gnostic Christians seemed to be split on the issue. Francine said that Jesus knew he was a special entity on a mission for God and that it was preordained that he go through these tribulations. She says he also knew that all of humankind were technically sons and daughters of God, but also knew full well that he was ordained by God to be the Christ that the Jewish prophecies had foretold was coming. He also knew that the Sanhedrin would not accept this fact, so he gave them an ambiguous answer, except for Mark's rendition. We do know that Jesus definitely said he was the Son of Man, but he also said he was the Christ. I have often wondered whether this was just a question of semantics, as the Judaic people believed that the Christ would be the Son of God, while Jesus just thought he was a special mission entity from God that was the Christ of the Judaic people. Francine said that he was indeed the Christ for the Judaic people and that his teachings were so full of truth that they eventually spread throughout the world in the form of Christianity. On the one hand, you could say that Jesus had only partial success in his mission, as the Judaic people did not accept him as the Christ or their Savior. On the other hand, you could say his mission was an overwhelming success in that many Jews converted to Christianity and his message spread throughout the world. The Sanhedrin then took Jesus to Pontius Pilate, and they demanded that he be crucified as a judgment for blasphemy. The Sanhedrin knew that only Pilate could make a final judgment on any person accused of a crime, as the Romans occupied Israel. Pilate made a valiant effort to try to save and free Christ and truly hoped to stop the situation right there by declaring he could not find fault with this man. He even sent him to Herod for judgment in the hope that he would be freed. Luke 23:7-12, and the issue resolved. Herod sent Jesus back to Pilate after mocking him. not wanting the responsibility. Pilate then tried to use the tradition of freeing a prisoner at Passover to gain the freedom of Christ by having the crowd choose between Jesus and Barabbas. He was trying everything he could to live up to the promise he had made to Jesus. Nothing worked, and the Sanhedrin-controlled crowd was now a mob shouting to crucify Jesus.